finally home. Another late night. Come on. Get in here. No, no. It's okay. I don't mind waking up to the sound of you coming home. No matter how late it is. In fact, I prefer that. It makes me happy that you're home, and I know you're home. Did you have dinner? I left your food at the table. You're welcome, darling. Is everything all right? You missed me. I missed you too. Hey, what's wrong? Don't give me that. Oh, your voice sounds far from okay. And that sigh right now, that's not a sigh of relief. What is it? Did something happen? Honey, I'm sorry. I know how exhausted you get. Yeah. I hope you're not taking it all on your own. Asking for a little help doesn't mean you're bad at your job, you know. Oh my God, babe. You're so good at what you do, and I can see that you love doing it, despite days like this. Because you're amazing like that. No, you really are. Stop it. Don't be mean to the love of my life. Honey, you are wonderful. And you work really, really hard.
And I can see that.
Always. You really care a lot about what you do. And if I'm being honest, sometimes you care too much that you think one mistake would mean the end of the world. And that somehow cancels out all the good you've done. It really eats you up when that happens. Yeah, you do. Every time a new project rolls around, it's like you can't afford to have anything go wrong. But, no, that's not my point. My point is, you are amazing. Beyond amazing. Even when you think you're not, which is like 90% of the time. Oh, honey. You are insanely hardworking, and you definitely have something to show for it. So don't be too hard on yourself, all right? Especially when things are just out of your control and it's got totally nothing to do with you. You're so kind and patient and good to everyone. Can you just please try and be those to yourself too? Okay? Okay. Now come here. I know it's easier said than done. I'll remind you anyway. And I'll keep reminding you that you are more than the job you do. You're so much more to me. So much more. Let's see. What else would you be to me? You're warm, physically and metaphorically. You know, like sunshine after a rainy day. Yeah, you make my days, even my bad days, much better and brighter with just your face and your killer smile. Yeah, that smile. And these arms, these hands, they're not just part of your anatomy. See, if you just put your arm around me, just like this, and then the other over me like this, yeah, your hand for head pats, and the other just gently rubbing my back. And just like that, I'm home. Am I getting too cheesy? Oh, you want me to keep going now? Hey, I didn't know you had a praise kink. Kink or not, I want to tell you these things. I want you to know these things because they're true, and that's how I see you. Oh yeah, along with your weird and dorky imperfections. Come here. Oh, I love you. Don't you ever forget that. And I'm always here for you. Even though I don't have an answer or a solution for you that I can offer, I'll still be here. Right here. And I'll hold your hands for as long as I have to. Until you realize that you don't have to go through the hard times alone. You don't. It's better when we're together, okay? Good. Okay. I think it's way past our bedtime. For both of us. One more kiss goodnight. Hey, I said a kiss goodnight. Mm-hmm.